Chaos Reign. Chaos Reign presents The Rose Effect. Broadcast February the 27th, 2022. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. Something been brought to my attention that I have to let you guys know about. It's very important. So this is a PSA. Please turn your phone up. Please listen to me, ladies. If you want to have more children, you need to stop and listen to this right now. I went to my OBGYN the other day. She told me my egg count was low. And for me to be so young, she inquired, like, she really wanted to know why. So as she started asking me, have I been having sex a lot? Have I been exposed to radiation? I'm like, no, I have not been having sex. I haven't been exposed to radiation. She's like, what about EMF? And what is EMF? That's an electromagnetic field, like, you know. So this rose released EMF, and it causes harm to your uterus, your reproductive system. My egg count is low because of this rose. Stop using this, lady.
.com are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to TalkReal Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. TalkReal Solutions makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
In a world where there's crime, corruption, violence, murder, rape, theft, and all forms of atrocities that plague the world in which we live in today, we are living in a state of chaos and taking more greater or extremer chaos to restore the order in which the world we live in today. Now, I'm just going through some things, deciding how I'm going to approach this. Yeah. Alright. I'm just going through my feed. Alright, we can go. Alright, guys. Welcome again to another session here on the Chaos Reign channel. As you know, I go by name Chaos Reign. We'll see how this goes. But before we begin, I would like for y'all to go to the Talk Real Solutions website. There you see the 3-point plan for Black empowerment, Black achievement. Also on the website, there is a list of Black established banks located here in the United States of America. I think there's under 30 banks still existing. So if you have an account already for your own local bank, it's always nice to create another account that's Black owned, and we could operate and practice what we call group economics and start putting our money into other institutions besides the typical institutions. So, you know, the list will be on Talk Real Solutions, the website. So look at the website and you'll find the list of the Black established banks located near you. Also, you know, there's the latest news articles or events that are also posted on TRS as well. You'll find it there as well. One thing I also that slipped my mind, but I just now remember, it's always vital to start what we like to call a Black-owned business. Now, it doesn't have to be a really fancy business, but you always want to establish some type of business for yourself to start, you know, making some money on the side, because we are in a gig economy, as you know, people. And like any gig, you always want to always find ways to get into something new that will make you money. Rather make you a lot of money or just make you just enough money. You always want to have some money and on the side. You want to have some options around so you can do the things you really want to do. So always here on TRS, we advocate to people to always create your own Black-owned business, you know. And I think it's always a good slogan here on the TRS side of things, or the Chaos Ring channel, because this economy right now, as we look at it, is very uncertain, people. As you know what's going on in the world, I don't tell you much what really is going on. But it wouldn't hurt to really have your own little side hustle, side gig around, just in case you lose the main income support that you get out of your job, whether corporate or not. So keep that in mind. So that is it for the website. You can check out the website for yourself on other information. And that's TalkRealSolutions.com. Also, you can follow TRS on Facebook, titled Talk Real Solutions on Facebook. Join the page on Facebook. And once joined, you will get invited to the private chat room on Facebook. And trust me, in the DMs, it gets real lit, real funny. A lot of things go back and forth in the DMs, you know. A lot of people talk about politics, they talk about fun stuff. And we like to joke around on a DM side of Facebook, the Face Messenger. So if you want to know what goes on the DM side, like the page on Facebook. Also, Talk Real Solutions on YouTube as well. Same name, same symbol with the line. A lot of videos on TRS. Well, actually, not a lot, but a good portion of some streams on YouTube. So, yeah. And also, I would advocate people to subscribe to Chaos Reign channel. As well, I'm having some issue now with the channel for some reason, and I would surely like your help if y'all would subscribe to the channel as much as possible and hit the top bell when I'm doing uploads or live streams on Chaos Reign channel on YouTube. I would really appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, also follow me on Twitter as well at Chaos Reign 7, and you can now add me on Facebook, Eric Rain on Facebook as well. I also got Discord servers as well, but you can find it on my either on my About section on YouTube, or it might be on my Facebook, but I had to double check if I have my Discord link, and just add me on Discord. We could chop it up over there too. I think that's it. I think I gave all the announcements. So, let's go into some things. Let me check my mail one more time. If nothing happens, I'll just move forward and proceed with the stream that I really want to cover. Okay. No hit up yet. Maybe she'll come by, or my guest might. Who knows? We'll see. But nonetheless, the show must go on. Today's one of the talks about today's stream, and I will title this, or this is titled, Chaos Reign Presents the Rose Effect, or Effect. Now, why I title this the Rose Effect? As y'all know, for you wonderful ladies out there, white, black, brown, etc., but we're going to deal with our sisters because, you know, I don't know anything else. I don't really much have a liking of interracial mixing, you know, screwing non black people per se. It's not my cup of tea per se. But that's just me. I can't speak for other people, men and women. But one thing is evident, that this rose toy that's been rampant lately for the last year and a half, maybe, since its invention, has gotten sisters' eyes rolling back of their skull, like really giving them the rolling back, the 360, like raw. And they're making them bust a nut in less than 2 minutes at best, or 3 minutes, depending on how often they beat up their own yoni. In a way, you know. I find it very intriguing if you think about it. You know, that they can turn on that machine, that battery machine, and it goes, and you see the little weird artificial tongue that wiggles his tongue back and forth in that rose, and it is shoved up in there, and it's like, it's just a wonderful art, if you say so myself. But nonetheless, the toy we're going to be talking about, what's the benefits and the real consequence of playing with toys, sex toys especially. And now I'm talking about sex toys in this particular broadcast. I have to really think back if I ever invested time and energy discussing sex toys. And now that I think critically, I'd never really covered sex toys like that. And the reason why, because I know that it's a very touchy subject for a lot of sisters because they want to play with their toys. And then no one's going to tell them to stop, unfortunately. One thing I did forget to say, to give the call number for people that want to call in to tonight's show, the call number for tonight's show is 717-908-1834. Access code 917-324-POUND. I repeat, 717-908-1834. Access code 917-324-POUND. And that's the code to time in and have the conversation with me today on this subject and many more.
Some dream.
Hold on, guys. What is this? Is my thing dead? Hold on, guys. 1 second. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. I was just checking some. All right. So that's the call number. Now, what I probably will do is run the audio, and I'm going to go look for some little, I would say, articles on this. If the articles are really revealing what's been going on with these sex toys, especially the rose toys that has been very much popular amongst the ladies, especially the black females. And girls, they run up that nice little toy up in their yoni and let it run on full blast to make them come and bust and squirt so hard. So, no further ado, let's run this. And I probably will give some commentary. Hold on. Wait, before I run this, let me see who's calling the line. Hello, who's this?
This is me, man. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing, Greg? What's up?
Can I ask you a question? Are you Haitian by chance?
No. You know, better yet, let me run this and you could raise your hand to really add on to the show.
Okay.
Is that cool, Greg?
Just tell me. I mean, your second generation is from the island, right? Or you?
Well, I don't really talk about myself of what generation per se, besides this accent or whatever you want to call this. I speak, to be honest with you, Greg. And much times I don't go into myself. I'm just keeping real. Because you know, I want to stay focused on this subject as
Coffee?
Best as possible. Besides
okay,
myself.
Okay, I'm sorry, man.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, guys. So no further ado, we're gonna run this audio. Let me just refresh this. Okay. I gotta pull. Okay, there we go. All right, let's see if the lady is telling the truth. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. Something been brought to my attention that I have to let you guys know about. It's very important. So this is a PSA. Please turn your phone up. Please listen to me, ladies. If you want to have more children, you need to stop and listen to this right now. I went to my OBGYN the other day. She told me my egg count was low. And for me to be so young, she inquired, like, she really wanted to know why. So as she started asking me, have I been having sex a lot? Have I been exposed to radiation? I'm like, no, I have not been having sex. I haven't been exposed to radiation. She's like, what about EMF? And what is EMF? That's an electromagnetic field, like, you know. So this rose released EMF, and it causes harm to your uterus, your reproductive system. My egg count is low because of this rose. Stop using this, lady.
Let me run that back one more time for people in the back. You know, reparation is necessity. Information must go for one ear and stay in, not the out. Let's go again, please.
Good morning, everyone. Something been brought to my attention that I have to let you guys know about. It's very important. So this is a PSA. Please turn your phone up. Please listen to me, ladies. If you want to have more children, you need to stop and listen to this right now. I went to my OBGYN the other day. She told me my egg count was low. And for me to be so young, she inquired, like, she really wanted to know why. So as she started asking me, have I been having sex a lot? Have I been exposed to radiation? I'm like, no, I have not been having sex. I haven't been exposed to radiation. She's like, what about EMF? And what is EMF? That's an electromagnetic field, like, you know. So this rose released EMF, and it causes harm to your uterus, your reproductive system. My egg count is low because of this rose. Stop using this, lady.
Okay, I'm going to run it one more time. Just one more time. And I'm probably going to give my own take with some articles if possible. Listen closely.
Good morning, everyone. Something been brought to my attention that I have to let you guys know about. It's very important. So this is a PSA. Please turn your phone up. Please listen to me, ladies. If you want to have more children, you need to stop and listen to this right now. I went to my OBGYN the other day. She told me my egg count was low. And for me to be so young, she inquired, like, she really wanted to know why. So as she started asking me, have I been having sex a lot? Have I been exposed to radiation? I'm like, no, I have not been having sex. I haven't been exposed to radiation. She's like, what about EMF? And what is EMF? That's an electromagnetic field, like, you know. So this rose released EMF, and it causes harm to your uterus, your reproductive system. My egg count is low because of this rose. Stop using this, lady.
Okay. All right. So now I'm looking at some articles now. And I'm looking at it now because this is what the lady discovered playing with the rose toys. And it looks like I found some interesting. You know, it's funny that they don't really do deep research on it. Okay. But this is what she discovered. And remember, the rose vibrator has not been around less than over a year, I believe. It was some new thing. And as I'm YouTube and as I'm Googling it, it's hard for me to find the exact name of that toy. For some reason, I don't know why that is. That is very strange. Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's funny. You know, I'm going to read the TikTok version of this. Oh, rose shape. Okay, I found it. Oh, I found it. Okay, so let me type this up. The pores are steering clear from unsafe sex toys materials. Let's type in the rose shape sex toy. And make sure y'all like and share this stream, please. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Rose official website. Okay. 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 I'm going to scroll down, people. And you see, when you do a Google search, you got to be specific. Okay. Okay. There's a study that came out in 2009, which I don't want, because we are now over a decade long, so I need to find something a little recent. And the problem is, the toy is still new, so from what I'm getting at, they don't have much information to put out, and obviously that makes sense because it's a new product. But from one lady that came out and confessed about that, there are many more vibrators that's out here that's causing a little bit more damage to the cervix, the womb of a woman. But really truly, those are effects that will show in time, like everything else. And here's another one, if I can find this one. Alright. I'm looking at these things. I should have looked at this early before I started stream, but you know things are. I always do these things during the fly or on the fly. Alright. What the hell? No, that's not a reliable source. Alright. So we're going to look at the TikTok views of the rose and have a laugh off of this. And I'll probably put this in the, what they call it. I'll put this in the chat room. But let me see the chat room meanwhile before I start this. All right, where is my chat room? And what's good, TJ? All right. Let's look at TikTok. Let me go back to free conference. I can see everybody in line. Good, good, good. All right. On TikTok, because, you know, this toy has been sweeping and taking TikTok from a storm, which, you know, TikTok has updated their terms of service like most websites. Are y'all aware of that? So all the little sexual exploited or anal nonsense you do on TikTok will and forever will be reviewed, and they could easily either take your page down or do some other things that will hurt the growth of your little TikTok page or channel on their website. But I can't go into that right now because, you know, that's a little bit more technical. The rose is sweeping TikTok, but the viral sex toy is kind of sketchy. And this is an article written back on in May last year. The rose toy gets glowing reviews, but is buying drop ships sex toys really that safe? One, their tweets from the rose, and they're showing these little pictures of the emojis, which I'm not gonna read. May is National Masturbation Month, and we're celebrating with the feeling yourself, a series exploring the finer points of self pleasure. A suction toy is sweeping TikTok thanks to a series of users review praise it as the holy grail of sex toys, but it is questionable manufacturers may make it unsafe to use on delicate body parts. And I mean delicate body parts in a good way. Known as the Rose Toy, the rechargeable flirt has TikTok users obsess, really obsess. Viral reviews on the videos apps can do more for product sales than any traditional advertisement, from butt lifting luggings to magic cleaning products. TikTok has an unparalleled ability to market products solely based on user review. Sex toys are no exceptions, and no exceptions to the rule of selling. One reviewer claims that they broke up with their partner after purchasing the toy. Ouch. That's sad. If she chooses a toy, then you, my dude, you pick a wrong bitch. I'm sorry. She was not the right selection for you, my dude. If she was going to end the relationship and you do your part to the best of your ability and doing it even well, and she decided to say, all right, we're done, because she has this in her drawer that tells you where her head's at. And trust me, dude, you don't want that in your life. It's better if she end the relationship and move on and let the toy be her boyfriend. And there was a song dedicated on this, and I think the artist, and he was like a, what's his name? It was a dancer artist named Beanie Man, saying, she don't want a boyfriend, all she needs is a toy friend. A toy friend now. Because during that time, during the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, I believe, when that song came out, a lot of women were taking on and engaged in a lot of heavily masturbation around that time. And we know most of that community, we do weird things, but usually a lot of things like to surface more in the 90s, because we were like in the, I would say, the second phase of amalgamation or absorption, for lack of better words. Because remember, the absorption of black people, either America or outside America, but let's say America especially, started in the late to end of the 60s. And it only perpetuates for every 10 or more years. But how we move, how we interact with each other, and how we procreate either with each other or outside each other, it's always a determining factor where the status of black people within the next couple decades or generations through now, what they call integration. But let's continue. known as the Rose Toy. All right, let me see where I'm at. Known for sex toys. Oh, my God. Oh. Sorry. Okay. Known as the sex rechargeable fluoride textile obsessed with product and tradition. Okay. After purchasing the toy, another joke that she would consult her Rose toy before considering another relationship. In a glowing review that now has 1.3 million views, TikTok users QueenK/95 said the toy suction was so powerful, and she mean powerful like the locomotive, it brought her to an orgasm before she could find a video to masturbate to. Damn. That means she came in less than 5 minutes with that toy. And I know this chick on high vibration, very fast. You know, that fast, rapid, like a zzz. This little heifer right here didn't even give me a chance to find a video. She gushes before she hits the SpongeBob tongue twirling on me. It took me 30 seconds. Whoa! God damn, I wish I had a sound effect for that. God damn it, you came in 30 seconds? That is a new record. No tongue of a man or you pumping on her will make her bust nut in 30 seconds, fella. You gotta be an ultra jackrabbit. Like, you get me? Let's go on. Not everyone is a dazzled by the Rose toy. However, some users complain that it took too long for delivery. That's obsession right there. That is too loud or stop charging, or that it isn't a precise or as powerful as reviewers claim it was. TikTok users Jay Lynn, who made a viral video, a very viral video, and I think this is her right here. Is this Jay Lynn? Look like a white woman. Yes, she is. You know, she ain't got no man in her life, but I tell that face. Ooh. Yeah, she need makeup. Anyway, expressed her disappointment. Said the toy just wasn't all that. Still, it has developed such a cult following that other insist she was either using it wrong or that she was too desensitized for it to work. Now, what do you mean by desensitized? It means that she been masturbating and beating that coochie so hard, like really taking her hand, taking the dildo or whatever sexual or any device she used, and she was like going in like like going in like, man, I'll tell you one thing, she was beating her junk like a slave, my dude, that she became desensitized, that her own yoni does not function well now. That it took too much beating. It got too much accustomed of the toys or the vibrators that it said, damn, beep, beep, that I can't take no more beating, man. You're going to have to use something much powerful to get me to stimulate. And this is the consequence when you play with yourself too much, ladies. You will have an adverse effect of sexual touching with a man because you are so much engage in releasing and coming, and I mean come to your senses, that you don't have no other way of touch, feeling, and able to bust a nut with a man. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Let's continue. All right. The difficulties of knowing what actually is in your Rose toy. The toy is wildly popular. The tag Rose toy and the Rose toy review has 45.9 million viewers and 13.1 million views respectively, but isn't manufactured by a single brand or wellness company. Now, I want that to sit in for a second, people. One moment, please. One moment. All right, guys. Let's continue. And I'm hoping I find this enticing. Now, as y'all know, to give you a little quick background, I remember the first few views that I've done lately, either on this channel or the other one, this was the most I got out of people viewing the video. Either they watched complete or watched segments. And I've noticed that a lot of black people, Negroes especially, are fascinated with sex. And I always glimpsed and thought that, you know, sex with black people is like, it's nothing really too big. But when you start talking about it and you talk about it either well or not, people miraculously will waste their time and will look at the content because of the possibility of sex, meaning the possibility of what a person is talking about sex, how deep they talk about sex, what is this person saying. It's something that aroused the cognitive thinking of men and women, especially when they know the actions of your words in regards to how you please a person verbally, or what is, you know, taboo, people will listen to and watch or listen to the content. And that's what got me my very first video over 1,000 views, miraculously. So I want you to really meditate on that. But let's keep going. The difficulties of knowing what actually it's in your rose toy. The toy is widely popular. The tag rose toy and the rose toy review has roughly 45.9 million views and 13.1 million views respectively, but it is manufactured by a single brand or wellness company. Interesting. And since people are purchasing the toy from drop shippers who buy products wholesale directly from the supplier and then sells them at a profit from online storefronts like Shopify, Amazon, without actual handling the merchandise themselves. You know, I might look into Shopify, see what they have on that website. Let me circle that. I like that. I know Amazon is the biggest retail online retailer, but it's always interesting to find about Shopify, what that is. Let me see what that is. Okay, I'm looking at it now. It's online easy. I see it now. Interesting. All right, well, I'll look at that more later. And let me do this because I want to be able to look at both the things. Hold on, guys. I'm looking through many devices. And where is my thing? All right, guys. Let's keep going. Without actually handling merchandise themselves. Drop shipping is often thought of as a get-rich-quick scheme. Once the customer purchases the item from the seller, it is shipped by a third party direct from the supplier to the buyer. The drop shippers, as Vice explains, are just middlemen making the profits. They don't deal with the overhead costs of a traditional online storefront. Interesting. A brick or mortar store, on the other hand, can only sell what it is stock. Drop shipping can be incredibly lucrative and usually pose little risk to the consumer aside from long waiting times since suppliers are often based in China and perhaps waste money on a cheaply made product, a dropshipper can buy Convent luggings with a pocket at the wholesale cost of a fraction of the amount of $10 per piece, for example, and then sell it on the Amazon or Shopify for $50. So they make a profit of a net profit of $30 because, you know, you had to pay the other $10 for necessity. So you profit roughly $30. And that's just a guess. The price for the Rose toy varies. One Amazon seller listed that a toy for $18.49 with a nearly month-long delivery window. Another lists it from $49.99 with the Prime delivery. Boutique sellers, advertisements, their online stores on TikTok also list the toy for a range of Bear Vixen set for $35.99. The Kinky Florist sells it for a flat rate of $50, and the LV Rose sells it for $56. Let's keep going now. And if you've seen pictures of the Rose, what it does, and I'm reading the description on the Amazon description site, which is selling for roughly almost $20 more with shipping. The rechargeable rose-shaped vibrator sex toy for women, clitoral sucking vibrator with 7 intense suctions plus 7 vibrations stimulators, powerful clitoral oral tongue massage with waterproof. That means you in the tub, baby, bitch. You are gonna get your yoni sucked the hell out of it. It seemed like the devil eat the and suck the hell out that private part. Like, that toy will do it like in a snap of a finger. That's deep. That's real deep, my dudes. That's deep. Okay. The wholesale platform AliExpress and Annabella, or Alibaba, meanwhile sells the toy from roughly $8 to $24 per price, depending on how many you buy. Alibaba. Alibaba is a banana and I beep the money going and line and I beep my money going. You know them Arabs, man. They know how to sell. Feel me? List the toy for roughly $12 per piece with a minimum of $5 per order. It is important to steer clear of unsafe sex toys materials. Why so? Dropshipping itself is not harmful, but buying dropshipping sex toys can be problematic when consumers have no idea what these toys are made of. And as you know, AliExpress, they have their prices of the same Rose toy. And there's some that look so well designed like a rose, it got a nice little stem like a pebble, as you could tell from the pictures. See? Now, you know, this is what we call free advertisement for the Rose toy for those that, or the ladies that own it or are thinking of owning it. Be cautious, sweetie. You don't want this in your pussy. And you don't want to be doing things that'll make you go crazy and addicted to the point where you don't need a man. Oops, I forgot y'all doing that right. So, nonetheless, let's keep going. Some listings state the toys are medical grade silicone, which is very toxic to the body. In the United States, products can only qualify as medical grade if they've been tested by the FDA Center for Device and Radiological Health. Radiological Health. I have never pronounced it right. Radiation in short terms. Medical grade silicone products include menstrual cups and breast implants, but that qualifiers is aberrated when it comes to sex toys since the FDA doesn't oversee them abruptly when it comes to sex toys, since the FDA doesn't oversee them. Do y'all understand? It doesn't really look into sex toys, to be honest with y'all. So, do the FDA really approve these things? No. Especially something that you put on your own yoni. They're not going to really say we're going to give the green light that this is safe. And they shouldn't. Because, like, most corporations, like the FDA, CDC, and all that stuff, they have to be dealing with integrity of the product that their name is stamped on it and is approved that this could cause harm and then come back to them and sue them, besides the corporations that make these toys. Let's move on. The sex toy industries as a whole is largely unregulated in the United States, which is alarming, considering the potential side effects from exposing your most sensitive parts to toxic materials. That's too late. As you know, we are exposed to toxic foods, airs, etc. But let's for the sake of argument, the toys do have damaging effects to your private parts. What U.S. one will do, knowing the side effects, if you really want to waste time and study the side effects? Will you stop using the toy? Will you go back to regular sex? Or are you just going to masturbate by using your own fingers? And I'm not talking about the long cat-like fingers or the long claw-like fingers, which, you know, I find it strange that women will use them to really beat up their coochie, but it's not so. Okay. At best, this means consumers may be getting ripped off. At worst, the toys they're putting on or in their bodies can leach chemicals. Oh, while plastic water bottles are now BPA-free, beauty industries is pushing against parabens. I think that's what they pronounce it. The sex toy market remains rife with questionable manufacturer practice. And they should. And they need to be. Some higher-end brands like Dame gets around this by directly sourcing silicone from the medical supplier that had passed the FDA testing, whereas international brands like Leo's and We Vibe both boost compliance with the EU restrictions of Hazardous Substance Direct, ROHS. A safety toy has two qualities. It's non-porous, so it can be thoroughly clean, and won't harbor bacteria, viruses, or fungi in its innards, which means it's chemically non-reactive and won't change over time. An unstable silicone toy, for example, can cause irritations and infections if it reacts to the skin or what it called mucus tissues. As the sex toy and wellness brand Dame notes in a blog posted about safe sex toys, nothing is truly inert except certain gases. But the medical grade established is a standard of inerts that ensures it's safer to use. Toy users should also steer clear of jelly products, which use cheap rubber to achieve a soft, gummy texture because they're usually porous and not chemically stable. PVC is also questionable toys material since manufacturers have to add plasterizers, a compound that makes an over or otherwise hard material more malleable. Let's pause for a second. There's a lot of chemicals that goes into making these wonderful sex toys for you ladies so you could abuse and beat up your own pussy, a.k.a. yoni, to your heart desires. And there are consequences for using them and exposure of using them for too long, too many times. If you notice, fellas, ladies could come multiple times. So if you are done in bed and you bust a nut, she, by default, can't done. She cannot done. She can't be done. And it makes me think, when they talk about how men, after they reach a certain age, it's hard for them to keep erection. Maybe even have a hard time keeping it up. And that's always a result of diet, really, that causes that in your health. But really, truly, for the sake of argument, a man has to take something just to keep it up. Not for a woman, depending if she keeps herself healthy. And always it goes back to health that affects your performance in the bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. And if your health is trash, your sex game, by default, will be trash. I don't care how many Kama Sutra books you read, how many positions, or how that tongue be doing, how that mouth do. If you're trash, you're trash. That's just the bottom line. I was looking at anybody that's raised their hand. Let me take a quick pause, give the call number. The call number for tonight's show again is 717-908-1834, access code 917-324-POUND. I repeat, 717-908-1834, access code 917-324-POUND. Today's stream is titled The Rose Effect. Now, going back. How long is this? Oh, we can keep going. Until recently, most PVC toys were softened, used what they call phthalates, which are now known as endocrine disruptors. Studies have linked phthalates to irregular fetal development, early onset puberty, lower sperm count, and impair liver function. Let's go and let's read this again, ladies and gentlemen. Studies have linked phthalates to irregular fetal development, early onset puberty, lowering the sperm counts, and impair liver functions. Now, following that, the fetal development, low sperm count, and liver functions are vital for healthier sex lives or healthily functioning, sex organ. Amanda Morgan, a professor at the University of Nevada School of Public Health, wrote her master thesis on toxic sex toys. She told Glamour that phthalates can really mess you up because they pretend to be your hormones, so your body hormone cycle gets knocked out of what is from exposure to these things.
Good morning, everyone. Something been brought to my attention that I have to let you guys know about. It's very important. So this is a PSA. Please turn your phone up. Please listen to me, ladies. If you want to have more children, you need to stop and listen to this right now. I went to my OBGYN the other day. She told me my egg count was low. And for me to be so young, she inquired, she really wanted to know why. So as she started asking me, have I been having sex a lot? Have I been exposed to radiation? I'm like, no, I have not been having sex. I haven't been exposed to radiation. She's like, what about EMF? And what is EMF? That's an electromagnetic field. So this rose released EMF, and it causes harm to your uterus, your reproductive system. My egg count is low because of this rose. Stop using this, lady.
Okay. And unfortunately, buying sex toys is clear cut and avoiding one material endorsing another. Even silicone toys can be unsafe. Yes. Yes. Very unsafe. The material is expensive, so some manufacturers may mix it with additives. Pure silicone toys should feel silky to the touch, which is why it is such a popular alternative to body-safe ABS plastics. But like sex toys, blogs Dangerous Lily wrote in 2013, manufacturers won't disclose it there. Products are actually a silicone blend. On the other hand, openly discussed and endorsed, the Rose toy on such a massive platform is a real step forward in the designation or decimizing sex toys and pleasures of people with clitoris, on the other hand. It is perpetuating an unchecked and unsafe industry by directly supporting it. All is not lost, though buying a toy from reputable brands takes out most of the guesswork. In determining safety, traditional manufacturers depend on selling safe and effective products that satisfy customers, but drop shippers do not. Drop shipping is a grind, but it doesn't depend on name recognition as much as traditional brands. On in 2015, Mashable wrote that drop shipping pretty much runs itself. If you really want to try a good clit or a clit sucker, you know it's funny, they try to be very liberal with the language called clit sucker. They should call it sucking that clit, but that's another story. There are plenty on the market for reputable brands. The women these eyes, Liberty, is known for its waterproof properties. Womanizer Liberties, I don't know what that is. Which makes it a joy for the shower or bath. Dame Error makes findings the right seal less clumsy. Thanks to the shape and the satisfier, Pro 2 is a cult favorite for those trying to orgasm on a budget, selling for just $50. Buying sex toys from international dropshippers may seem appealing because of the low cost, but there are still a number of high-quality, affordable toys out there for climax. Hopefully, it's not worth risking the negative side effects of toxic material just for an orgasm. But other toys will get you there just as effective and more safely. Plus, you won't have to wait upward for a month for delivery. Boom, 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 boom. And that's the end of this article. I will leave this article somewhere. I'm going to paste this somewhere. Yeah, that was an interesting article. Yeah, I'm going to save this. So, going back to the effects or the real maybe dangers of this Rose toy that's not being talked about now, and I get it why it doesn't be talked about or it's not being discussed, because let's be honest here, you can't have things put out here to let people know saying that you using this Rose toy, you have a more likely risk of losing the capability of fertilizing your eggs, or had the chance of being pregnant, possibly, or holding the baby, possibly, or able to get conceived, possibly. And the reason why I'm saying possibly, because they're not going to do no studies, deep studies on this, because this is something that's been out in the market now for roughly almost a year, or over a year, possibly. So, if one woman went out her way and used this toy and loved it, and find that when she went to go get her daily checkup, to find that she was losing eggs, and losing not just some eggs, she's losing quarters or over a quarter or more eggs is a big, and I mean a big red flag. And mind you, the lady that was talking, I know she's not in her 30s. Most likely she's probably in her mid or late 20s at best. And she's already at an age now where she's constantly becoming a chronic masturbator. It's not a good look. And you know, when they talk about young boys masturbate bad and it's not good, I think you ladies need to really examine the amount of times, if you're not getting the physical sex, you should not be engaged in too much masturbation. I'm just saying. And if you're masturbating most likely 9/10 of the time, you're not going to make the conscious effort to really find a mate for whatever reason, because you take the sex game out of it, because you're already getting your nut off by toys, foreign objects, dildos, rose toys, special vibrators, etc. You're getting your release easy without interaction with a man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not a good look. But that's the effects of the rose toy over a long period of time on the body. Or on the, you know, on the body, but the long period of time, if you keep using it, this is what's shown to happen. And I think most women should really be very cognizant of what they do with their bodies moving forward, especially if they're not seeking relationships and they want to be a chronic masturbator and just shoot out and rip off, which will remove the vital essence, the fluids in your body from your top head chakra to your lower valves, that you could be potentially become retarded and dumb by constantly busting nuts. You lose that vital nutrition. You know how men, we lose zinc and we constantly be busting nuts and other vital nutrients in the body? Same thing applies to women. And the funny thing, if you're not careful, you will go pretty much insane and blind. If not careful, ladies. And it can make you somewhat retarded if you go too hard. And trust me on this. This is my thing. I think porn stars have it the worst, and whores or hookers or whatever you want to call it, that constantly gets paid to F, have it the worst, because they always have to pay for an exchange. I bust, you bust, possibly. It's always a given exchange. But if you're not even making money off that, you just felt bored and you're have nothing to do, and you decide to pull down them panties and you want to use the toys and foreign objects to shove up in there and get a quick release, you're doing more harm than good, ladies. And that's just the honest fact. And to be honest, it makes you more anxious to raise secret relationships once you're playing with toys, unfortunately. You know, we live in a society now where very much antisocial and being more what we call virtual reality in our nature in regards to the opposite sex, that people are not engaged in socializing like we used to, because we don't want to deal with the feeling. We don't want to deal with hurt, trauma, or any feels of rejection out here as society. And we know most dudes that get rejected, a lot of dudes can't handle it. At times, and they don't feel comfortable getting rejected because it hurts. I think a lot of you ladies out here, whether you're fat, especially if fat, don't like to deal with rejection. Especially if you're nice and cute, you don't want no man to say no or reject you. It's going to bother your subconscious mind. It'll bother you because you're not more in the realm or in the business of taking rejection by a man on a small or a larger scale. So what happens if you get rejected? You're going to do something to that man. Because in your nature, that a man should always say, and I'm going to say it once, and it's going to hurt, a man should always, when they confront you and you ask the question, he should be always in the business of saying, yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So You're not accustomed of being in the business and find that the men are saying no. They always got to be yes men. Y-E-S. Yes. And any man you find that is saying no, you obviously possibly will move on. Or try to question it, or always want to find one way to entice him to get him to say yes. 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 And I'm telling you, fellas, you got to stop being so yes worthy and using the word yes loosely. That's not a story. But nonetheless, you know, you always want your way and you need your way. And some men, maybe not all men, but a good portion of men will be those yes men just to hopefully get the possibility of get into your pants, you know, possibly. But I don't know what I know. But like I said, the sex toys make you and make you eager not to be in relationships because you said yourself you will do bad by yourself. So you will do bad by yourself. You will bust nuts by yourself and be comfortable. You will sit there, have them vibrate, especially the rose, vibrate and suck the hell out of that yoni by yourself. Hell, you're going to sit there, shove it up and let it stay and turn on the switch and let it go like a lawnmower by yourself. Because it's easy. It's comfortable. It's safe. One of the few things that is considered safe when you hear this thing about masturbation is you don't have to worry about getting STDs, pregnancy, all this nonsense. It's so good that, you know, busting and being good by yourself is always in the mind of the average woman a better choice, you know. And I, be honest with you, I see some big women, some fat women that said that the rose was much better and that these dudes can't reach her and can't penetrate her. And I look at her ass from head to toe and say, I can see why you can't be penetrated because you're getting penetrated already by a device that will fuck your inners up and cause and wreak havoc with your skin, etc. And mind you, these toys do, and they will, and they have, will cause cancer in your bodies. Because they're using, like I said, silicone or forms of artificial plastics, manufactured plastics, so that you can use to shove it and jack it up on your bodies. Mm-hmm. And I really saw the videos on TikTok on those rose toy. I've only been hearing about lately for other social media outlets. And I'll be honest with you, there are some females out here that's promoting, buying the toys, selling them, promoting them, so they get other women to start and feel happy of masturbating with toys and get comfortable with it. Buying these toys and drill themselves out just to get it a release much faster and less time. And really, truly, you know, it lets you know that you're not really connected with your body when you use those toys. You're more in the business, and I mean the business, of busting a quick nut with less effort. A man eating you out is not busting your nut fast enough. A man pumping you with his stylus, beating up that box, is not good enough. You need something much more faster stimuli, and that will really put a number in your hole. Less effort. Okay, I think I see a caller here. Let me take the calls because I think I've done my little talk. Let's see what this is. Hello, caller.
Hi, I have a question.
Before you ask a question, who's this that's calling?
Sorry, my name is Logan.
Okay, Logan, what's your question?
So I was selling some meth, right? And unfortunately, the popo caught on. How do I kind of tell him to fuck off?
To who the F off? Who?
Well, I was selling some crystal meth, right? And, you know, people caught on a little bit, and it's kind of worrying me. What is the proper action?
Well, if they ask him for you, if you know if you have crystal meth, the best answer is I don't. Keep pushing, turn away, and walk away. I mean, the reason I'm saying this, and this is off topic, but I'm answer this as fair as possible, is because a simple answer and response and your actions will say otherwise. Instead of going back and forth, if a person
asks, there's no God, right? Like, you know, that's all bullshit. There's no Bible and shit. Like, you know, that's all bullshit. I know what you're all about. I know what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to pull up.
Pull up? Okay.
To the Luxon Capitol.
To the Capitol?
I'm in Illinois.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
But besides Logan, have you been listening to the show lately?
No, I don't like this garbage.
Okay, cool. All right, but I hope I answer your question. Anything else?
Yeah, you didn't answer shit, bro. Like, you.
All right. So, other questions? If y'all guys have your hands raised up, you can call now. The call number is 717-908-1834. Access code 917-324-POUND. I repeat, 717-908-1834. Access code 917-324-POUND. Today's subject, Chaos Rain Presents, The Rose Effect. What else I'm trying to think of? Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have on the rose and the effects of women's potential reproduction. To be honest with you, me come across this, I never imagined the effects of EMP on the body, and it does have its effects on the human body, the cells, the organs. But I did not know when the person that made it was designed with the motor and all this stuff to really have a really adverse effect of the woman's vagina. And there are other vibrating tools that have adverse effects. You know? And the adverse effects might do the same or greater harm to women's vagina and reproductive area. And be honest with you, if women are seeking solutions, one of the few things you're going to have to start doing now, ladies, you're going to have to really cut back on a lot of unusual activities if you're looking for a quick release. I always hear that when most relationships are done, that most people that have been in short-term or long-term relationships, they take a quick break, a serious break. And their break normally will last, if I really do the data, and I'll probably put a guess, no greater than 6 months to a complete year before anybody goes back out here in the market way. And to be fair, honest, I don't know, man. It baffles me. To be fair, honest with you, it baffles me. But like I said, the market always speaks for itself. So let me check something. And make sure if y'all guys have any questions or you have any other topics you could ask. I'm just looking at something right now. Let's look at a chat room. Not much people really have anything on the chat room per se of this topic. And I get it, because usually we don't really normally talk about these things. That's cool. That's pretty cool. But overall, you know, I'm not in the business of really picking and choosing what is comfortable messaging. As you know, I'll speak and shoot from the lip for a lot of information. This right here really bites the dust and is something to examine. And like I said before, too much of one good thing can be damaging over time. And it will be damaging over time. And let me just refresh. Come look at my studio. All right, so I think that's it. I think I have nothing else to say on this topic. I think put it in, how long am I there? An hour and 10 minutes? Yeah, I think that's good enough. So I guess no other further questions, people. I'm aired out. I'm dried out. I think I touched on this. And, you know, I'm hopefully in the next upcoming broadcast, I probably have some guests on hand. We'll have some real touching topics, you know. As you know, this is one of the months of Black History Month, the conclusion of it. I don't think I took the opportunity to really go into more of this month like I usually do. It's kind of a little different this year around. I'm hoping the next year when we have it, it'll probably be more interesting. But like I said, I have so much right now on my plate right now, people. I'm trying to do some different things right now. As you know, I do content here on the TRS side of things of Chaos Reign channel. And like I said, I put out content here and my other channels, and I tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, man, and it's time-consuming, and I have to make the time to do this work. A lot of people don't understand that this is not something you just come out and just open mic. You have to have some layout to really talk about. And I think most people that do content don't make the conscious effort and work to do so. They just want to turn on and just talk about anything. And I say that's a better way of doing things, but I digress. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe to the channel. Also, leave a comment on this video. You can follow me at ChaosRain7 on Twitter. And add me as a friend on Facebook, Eric Ray on Facebook. And that is it. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening to today's stream. Be sure to look out for the next podcast coming soon. Trust me, you will like it. Thank you. Take care and good night.